Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What's up, you guys? It's Kate Warman here, and you're listening to our very special Heart of Dating mini-series where we are answering your hottest and biggest dating questions, okay? Now, for this mini-series, I decided to bring on some male energy, and I invited my friend who is a pastor and, wait for it, a single dude. That's right, you guys. I brought on a Christian single dude. And now I know so many of you are wondering, who in the world is this mystery person? Well, I'm about to tell you. It is the, drumroll please, one and only J.D. Rogers himself, you guys. Now, J.D. disciples thousands of young adults in the area of faith and dating. And between what he does and what we do over here at Heart of Dating, I thought it'd be so rad to just have some honest dialogues going back and forth about some of your most asked questions or the hardest things that you guys ask us individually. JD is 27 and he currently lives in Dallas, Texas, where he serves as the creative director for the young adults of Watermark Community Church at The Porch, which is basically one of the largest singles ministries in the entire world. He is fully immersed in the culture of dating and has preached several messages on dating as a single Christian. So you guys, we are doing these mini series for the next few weeks before we launch season 6 at the beginning of 2021. And what I love about these mini series is that JD and I, we don't always agree on everything. So we kind of go back and forth and talk really about what we believe, what we have seen, what's been helpful, what our experience has been. And it's awesome. It's really raw. We get really real into some things. Some hard truths are spewed. And I really think you guys are going to love these conversations because the topics of these mini-series are really coming from you guys. What you ask us, what you want to know, what you struggle with, what you need answers on. And so that's what JD and I are going into. Real quick, before we get into this episode, I want to share with you, you know, we're in a time of chaos and confusion and brokenness, grief, all the things. And honestly, there are some daily comforts that just make you grateful and feel more grounded in life. Things like petting your dog, hitting the snooze button, and even that first cup of coffee. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Now, these things are things that you can count on every day to help get you where you want to go. It creates a sense of normalcy. But you know what also carries me personally through the day? Things that are short and sweet that lift my eyes to Jesus. Things like the Upper Room Daily Devotional Guide. You can count on the Upper Room for daily inspiration, daily community, and daily prayer. It is the only daily devotional magazine written by readers, ordinary people, people who have encountered God in daily real life situations. The Upper Room is here for you every day through your email, a custom app, or printed magazine. You can enjoy a free 30-day trial of their email or their app service by visiting upperroom.org/welcome. It's upperroom.org/welcome to get a 30-day free trial. Now today, the topic that JD and I are discussing are going from friends to dating. Say you've been friends with someone for a long time and at first you didn't think of them as a potential person to date, but now suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, something changed and now I see you in a new way. Well, what do you do if you want to then pursue them? JD and I are talking about that process, how it's a little murky, but how we can make it even easier. And so that's what we're going to dive into today. I can't wait. So without further ado, let's go into this mini series with my friend JD Rogers. Ayo, we got JD Rogers in the house. What is up?
Hey, y'all, what's up?
We're making it happen, JD. We are doing this mini series, okay?
I am so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. And I know our community is so pumped to have you. We've been having people tell us for months, like, hey, JD needs to be on the podcast. Well, now you're not on the podcast once, but like multiple times. We're answering some of the top dating hot topic questions.
I know. I'm honored to be here. And I just want to say shout out to whoever's dropping names out there. I don't deserve it, but I appreciate it. And I am ready to go.
So you guys, we're having like an honest dialogue. I already explained it in the intro, but we're really pumped to be doing this mini series, and it's going to be just like a conversation with JD and I. We're going to just really be talking out some of your top dating questions. JD and I have gone over these questions, but we haven't talked about them. So it'll be fun to see what comes up. Are you ready, JD?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to go there on all of these hot takes.
Okay.
People really ask good questions.
I know they really do. They have a lot of questions because dating is weird sometimes and it's confusing. So honored that we get to talk through it together.
Yes, me too.
So let's get into today's topic. We are talking about going from friends to dating. And I want to talk about this because here's like a little scenario. The scenario is you've been friends with someone for maybe a long time, or you've known them for a little bit, and maybe at first you didn't see them as a potential. You're like, this is a great person, just a friend. But then after getting to know them as a friend, and maybe after you've seen their walk with God, how they serve others, just their personality, then you're like, wait a second, we really vibe, and I kind of want to pursue them as more than a friend, or I'm interested in them as more than a friend. First of all, has this ever happened to you?
I don't know if this has ever happened to me. I do have a friend that I have been friends with since 2011, senior year of high school. We worked together in college. She has walked with me through high highs and low lows. And I swear everyone wants us to go from friends to dating. And her and I on the same page, like, hey, you know, love you like a sis, love you like a bro. The thought of kissing you feels like kissing my sister or my brother or whatever. Yes. You know, it's like, but I can see how a lot of people could get here with people, with their friends. And And I think sometimes, like you said, it's like friends that maybe you met and y'all been hanging out in groups and stuff. But like, there's some deep, the crazy ones are the ones where like they have been lifelong friends. And then maybe they go off to college and they come back for a holiday and they're like, what happened to you? You know, like something just changes in someone. And, or, you know, maybe someone starts praying for, hey, God, like, I want to be married, like, help me. And all of a sudden they're like, what am I doing? I have a best friend from college that he was really close to this girl all of college. They were never anything. And then right when we were graduating, he's like, here I am praying for a godly woman. And I was kind of like, hello, Aruga. Like, she's been right in front of him. You know, she's been right in front of me this whole time.
Ayo.
And it was like scales fall off his eyes. And now they're married and pregnant with their first child.
Oh my gosh.
This is definitely a thing.
It's definitely a thing. And I want to talk about it because I think it happens more so in the church, because we have communities where, you know, we are walking life together in community a lot of the time, going to Bible study, going to all the church functions together. And I will be honest, I just want to say it off the bat, like, yeah, a good friend could be a great potential start for somebody to date, because friendship, in my opinion, is a great foundation for a great foundation for a relationship. Like, you want to be able to wake up next to somebody and be like, I enjoy spending time with this person every day. Like, I like doing things with them. I like doing life with them. They're fun to be around, you know? And not that you have all the same interests, but like, you have some sort of friendship and you enjoy them. And so you want that with whoever your future spouse is going to be. So it makes sense that this scenario does happen.
For sure. I've always said it like, I know I'm lovable, but am I likable? Like, that's what, like, I think as Christians, we all can easily say, yeah, I love that person. They're my sister in Christ or my brother in Christ. I love them. But with the person that you're waking up to every single day and you're bored with every weekend, and, you know, it gets into the monotony of life and they're keeping their toothpaste open and they're not putting the seat down in the toilet and she's sticking her hair on the shower wall, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's, hey, and do you like me? Like, do you enjoy me? Do you want to spend time with me? Are we best friends? Are we BFF4L? Like, what, you know, are we ride or dies till the end? And so I think friendship is such a good indicator of a potential person to date.
Yes.
I think you're spot on.
Yeah. And so this is actually, I'll answer because I asked you, has it happened to you? It's also happened to me as well. And I will be honest, like there's been guy friends that are, I'm like, just my guy friend. The way I do it is I don't assume anything different until you tell me. So I won't assume that you like me more than a friend unless you tell me. If I get very confused, I will bring it up, you know, but if you're just nice, we have a friendship. It's every friendship is business as usual. It's the same. I'm not going to assume that your feelings have changed for me at all unless you say something. But I have had a few situations in the past where a good guy friend has suddenly caught feels and then shared that with me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm open. You know? So anyway, let's talk about what you do. How do we do that? How do we move from just friends to more than friends? What do you think?
Man. So what I would, you know, I'll speak from the guy vantage point, what I think. And then how about you take for the ladies?
That sounds good. Yeah.
And so for me, what I would tell guys and what I would do is first I would go to my fellas, I would go to my guy friends and I'd be like, take a seat and enjoy our favorite drink of choice. And a Coke, of course. And I'll start to be like, I don't know what happened. I don't know when it happened. But you know, my friend so-and-so, I think I want them to be my girlfriend. And let's talk about it. I do this thing with my friends and they do it with me where I call it pressure cooking. Where like they put the pressure on. They run you through a series of intense, deep, heavy intentional questions. Because if you can't make a case for your feelings, you probably shouldn't be following them.
Ooh, like, that's good.
If you can't defend your feelings, does that make sense? Like, if I can't proudly answer me getting drill questions, well, hey, what do you like about her? What changed? When did it change? When was the moment? You know, like, just like a series of questions, you know, I probably should sit on it a little longer and not act out of emotion or out of loneliness or out of discontent. I want to know so I don't make things more confusing for her. And so first I go to my fellas and then, so I have that conversation and then I have the next conversation, which is with her. And I proudly sit her down. And I think so many people, Kate, want to have this like formulated, like thought out, like monologue to present.
Right.
And it's like, sometimes the best thing you can do is process in real time. I think women appreciate that too. Like, you know, they don't want to be confused, but like there's something beautiful about both parties getting to just process together and go, hey, this isn't saying that I want to marry you. This is me just processing my feelings out loud, saying they're unclear, but here's what I know I feel. And here's what I know I've been thinking. Here's where my thoughts have been at night when I'm laying in bed alone. Like, you know, it's like you just process and see where the conversation goes. And so be intentional, be clear, but like run to communication. Don't run from it. Don't run to flakiness. Don't run from awkwardness. Like run towards it. So we can go further if we want, but yeah. Like I would say start there.
Okay, I love that. So first it's like, don't just act on impulse. You suddenly caught feels, but don't just like immediately that moment be like, hey, I have feelings for you. You know, I love that you're just like, go process with the dudes. I mean, this happened for me a while ago. I won't give timeline, but it happened with a guy friend of mine. And we started having a conversation where I started being like, wait, does he like me? Wait, has something shifted? We've had such a brother-sister friendship, but like now this is feeling like something was queuing up in my head. And so I started journaling. Could I ever date this person? Then I brought it to some of my friends. I was like, hey, I'm like trying to think of if I could date this person. I know we've been like besties, like really good close friends for a while. Here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm thinking. I think he may be giving me that vibe as well. I'm not positive. But so I had this honest dialogue and they were like, okay, like that makes sense. And, you know, like just us processing it together versus me just going in on being like, hey, so do we like each other? So it was processed. And then we decided I basically confronted him like, hey, I think there were some confusing things from some of our recent dialogues. I'd love to chat about them. And so we waited for a time where we can meet up in person. And anyway, we were chatting and it's going great. And suddenly I just will be honest, JD, I just dropped the bomb. I was like, all right, I have a really crazy question to put out there, but here we go. And he's like, and first of all, maybe you shouldn't start it like that. Cause I feel like he was like, I'm sweating now. What is it? You know, but I just, Lord. I'm so direct. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
I basically said, why did we never date?
Ooh.
Yes.
Huge scene. That is such a movie scene.
Oh my gosh. And it really had come after us having lots of conversations about what we're looking for in a relationship and realizing as we're both talking about it, that there was so much overlap that like basically the other person was what we were describing, you know? And so it didn't just come out of left field, but it came after me processing, me hearing our conversations, feeling the vibe. And I was like, I gotta be honest. And so it opened up the dialogue. He was like, oh, okay. Like, wait, what? Okay, we're going in on this now, you know? And then I let him like, you know, take the conversation from there and just be vulnerable and share his heart. And it was awesome. We got to really talk through that, really walk through what would it look like to date? What would we need to do that? And at the end of the day, we decided we were better friends, to be honest. And now we are still friends. Here's the deal. Like, that's the thing I want to say to everybody. Me and this person talked about dating. It didn't work out. It was a good friend of mine. And now we are still really good friends. So yeah. I just want to say that's possible. All right, you guys, I have a message quickly for my lady friends. I am in my 30s and I am yet to be married. As such, it's crossed my mind a time or two about my fertility status. Now, if you're a woman, especially over 30, you've probably thought about this as well. And if I'm being that much more honest, I just haven't really wanted to go to the doctor to figure out where I stand with my fertility. But if you're curious like me about your fertility and want to stop being anxious about something you just have no idea about, then I want to share with you a brand that can possibly ease your mind here. It's called Modern Fertility. Modern Fertility makes finding out about your fertility possible with easy at-home fertility hormone testing. When it comes to fertility, I've just thought, oh, I'll just wait and see what happens. But some of that is a bit odd in terms of logic because do we wait and see what's going to happen with our finances or career or school? Why do we do wait and see when it comes to something as important as fertility? I believe in this space, knowledge is power, and I want you to be able to make the best decision for your body, your health, and your future. There aren't many decisions bigger in life than having a child, but for many women, when it comes to fertility, it's a big question mark and it can cause so much anxiety. So that's why Modern Fertility was created. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. All you have to do is mail in your results with a prepaid label and you'll get personalized results back within 10 days. Now, traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility is only $159 to get the exact same information. And if you go to modernfertility.com/heart, you can get $20 off of your test. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on Modern Fertility as well. You guys, it's so great. You will get insight into how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and any reproductive red flags that might be happening. And you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. So if you do want kids today, or maybe one day, I want to encourage you, get the information you need right now so you can start preparing for that decision in your life. Go to modernfertility.com/heart and you can get $20 off your test today.
I think so many people, well, they make things awkward and they like are like, oh, it'll never be the same. And I will say, I would in the clear communication before the relationship potentially begins, one of the things I would encourage is you both, if you've been friends for a long time, you are taking a risk because, you know, like it's one of those things where, hey, if we choose to enter into this, it can mean that what we feel right now and what we have will never be the same. And I would say there comes a point in life as we get older and we, you know, we navigate through our 20s and 30s, I think that's healthy. Like, I don't think that's the worst thing because let's be honest, like whenever you do find your person, if it's not them, you're not trying to come in with like six deep friendships with the opposite sex. Like, they're going to have to already, like, things will already have to change anyways. And so it's not a bad thing to have that conversation because let's be real. Like, if you're both meeting each other's emotional needs and kind of going there, I don't want to get too much like to the friendationship, like friend zone conversation. I know we're going there in later episodes, but if you're acting like you're in a relationship almost, like if you're calling each other when you're hurt or crying or upset or, you know, those different things, it might be worth going, is this an indicator that we would work well together? And if not, are we preventing each other from finding the person that we can go well with together? Because there's something unhealthy potentially in both of us that's meeting a need. Therefore, we don't recognize there is a need, like with another, with an actual husband or wife one day, or a relationship, a boyfriend or girlfriend. So I would just say, you know, have that conversation, assess the reality of what it will mean if you choose to enter into a romantic relationship with your friend, but then just go, but I think we're both mature enough to handle that. If it doesn't work out, sure, things will look a little different, but doesn't mean that we will be mourning the loss of our friend forever. Like, you can be civil post the relationship if it doesn't work out.
I see when it doesn't work out, it's because let's say I'm friends with X person, and I, instead of processing it with some friends and voicing it, I instead process it and keep it to myself for a very long time. And therefore I am building that many, like, more and more romantic feels for this person without them knowing. And therefore I'm like kind of attached to that, the idea of my crush on them. It's built now for like weeks on end, months on end. And then I finally get the courage to voice it, and we try it out and it doesn't work out. I've just already more emotionally attached to the idea, because I've like took so long to voice it. Does that make sense? And so I feel like in those cases, sometimes it's harder to let go, which is why I think we, once you do realize my feelings have changed, process it with some close friends, and then you got to go for it. You got to try it, have the conversation. And I would say it's a conversation, like you said, JD, like you're just getting on the same page. And then if the other person is open to it, my next point would be talk about what it looks like from going from friends to dating, because that's the next thing that's a little different. Like you want to see, like, we want to go on an actual date, you know, like how do we move from just being like friends to like seeing if there's romance there? Because that's the thing you have to add in. Like, can we go on a romantic date? Do we see each other in a romantic way? And that's kind of that's where the transition, talk about that and see like, okay, what does it look like for us to try to date? Like, okay, you know, and those are the conversations I think that need to be had.
Totally. Like, we're going from side hugs and high fives to like potentially kissing and like holding hands.
Right, exactly. What does that look like?
And like cuddling and like, you know, whatever. So like, if you don't see yourself, you just got to really conversate and like communicate, like, do we see that? Can we go there? Am I attracted to you? And you know, those in that way. And so,
yeah. And I think mentally you have to start framing your mind like, okay, I'm going to try to romantically engage with this person tonight at this dinner that we're going to, or this date we're going on. Cause if you just see it as like my friend, my pal, like you're going to probably treat them that way and give them like a high five, you know?
Yeah. And it'll be so weird. It'll really demasculinize that guy.
Demasculate, whatever. Yes.
Yeah. Demasculate, whatever. However you say that. I just invented a word, but another thing I want to say, just taking and I know we need to wrap up. This is the we're going to have this problem, I bet, throughout this series.
Yes.
You and I are like, we're going to do these short mini series. And people are like, it's been 30 minutes. But I would say to any men listening right now, hey, make sure that you're not putting your female friends in the what is this zone. Because if you're playing a game of like, let's watch a movie, you're texting her at 10 p.m., let's watch a movie, and like on the couch alone in a dark room, and you're like, you know, she says something about a hard day and you're like rubbing your shoulder and like, you know, you're just starting to do those things. Like, I hear this often, like people doing this, and you know, like you're making things really blurry for her, and that's not your role as the man. Your call is to make things really clear. And so if you want to be more than friends, then pursue her as more than a friend. Yes. You don't get to take from her all of the things, the benefits of a relationship, while not owning up to the commitment that a relationship requires and the exclusivity that a relationship requires. And so either make her your woman or quit acting like her man, like be just her friend.
Man, can I just wrap that with saying I have a similar call to the ladies. Like, I think ladies also can get in a realm of like, I'm going to flirt with him and I just like it. And if you have no interest and ever, you know, dating that guy, then ladies, we also need to not be just flirting with that guy and giving him all, like, because that's confusing as well. And I see it so happen on the girl side. Like, I get lots of guys who are like, hey, but ladies are doing this too. Like, yeah, okay, for sure. Ladies, let's also make sure that we're not leading the guy out when we have, it's really easy for us to go into emotional depths. And like, if you have no desire in dating that person, then don't be emotionally confusing to the guy either.
Totally.
Woo. Totally, okay. Totally. So in conclusion, friends to dating is a good thing. We need to be clear. Tell me more. What else?
we need to be quick.
Yeah.
I would say, like, if the feelings are there,
yes,
run towards them, not from them. Mm-hmm. And we need to be okay with entering into awkward zone.
Yes.
Like it's going to turn awkward. If you choose not to address it, it's heading towards awkward zone anyways.
Right.
So you might as well just be like, awkward turtle, we're going there. And I would say, again, I'm going to keep calling out my men, because that's what I do. Men, step up, lead, be clear, and pursue well. If she's a friend, treat her like a sister in Christ, a daughter of God. And if you think that should be more, then pursue her according to her father's design and according to God's design for it. You know, the dating isn't in the Bible, but what wisdom principles in the Bible would say about dating in today's culture that would lead to God's design for potential marriage. So that's
yes,
what I would
say. Boom. And lastly, you guys, if it doesn't work out, it does not necessarily have to ruin your friendship. It's all about how you handle it, how you lead yes. with clarity on both ends, and how you just, because I think the women have to be clear too with your intentions and where you're at. And if it's not working for you, you need to be able to say it, ladies, and not drag it on for weeks on end, mm-hmm. because the guy can't read your mind. He's not picking up all the signals yep. you're putting down. So you got to tell him. And so if true. You're clear, it doesn't have to ruin your friendship. It really doesn't. I'm a classic case. I've dated guys that are friends and I'm still friends with them, you know? So, okay. That's it. Going from friends to dating. We did it.
So good.
Let's go. I told y'all it was going to get fiery. Well, I love JD and I'm so excited for some of our other conversations. We're talking about, does it matter who you follow online? How to stop making first dates so weird? Daddy issues in dating? Can guys and girls just be friends? Is making out a sin? Y'all, we are talking about a lot of things. So get prepared for some of these topics as we are coming at you over the next few weeks for the rest of 2020. Now, if you like this episode, will you do us a favor? Screenshot your screen right now. Post it over on Instagram and tag @Kateness, @HeartOfDating, and @JD_Rogers. That's Rogers with a D. I know JD would appreciate it if I said that, okay? Y'all, this was so much fun. Thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you next week.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.